AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson.
Ain't gonna let no racist bull.
Folks in Cleveland staged a mock funeral procession today. Some carried signs asking, "Will I be next?" A reference to the shooting deaths of two unarmed black motorists by a white police officer who was acquitted today of any criminal charges. The mayor and the police chief in Cleveland say people have a right to protest the acquittal, but they don't have a right to break the law.
Actions that cross the line, whether by police officers or citizens, cannot and will not be tolerated.
People that commit violent acts, be it against property or persons, won't be tolerated. Our officers are prepared to step in and make sure that's stopped as soon as it starts.
The Cleveland judge who acquitted patrolman Michael Brillo today says he wasn't going to sacrifice the officer to a public that he says is frustrated by historical mistreatment at the hands of other officers. Judge John O'Connell says he believes that Brillo caused some of the fatal wounds suffered by those two black motorists, but in order to convict him of voluntary manslaughter, he says he would have had to have found that Brillo's shots alone were the causes of death. Officers fired a total of 137 bullets that day. Supporters of same-sex marriage in Ireland are celebrating after the announcement that voters approved gay marriage yesterday by a wide margin. The Prime Minister, Enda Kenny, says the landslide vote is good for Ireland.
This decision makes every citizen equal, and I believe that it will strengthen the institution of marriage for all existing and for all future marriages.
A Michigan woman is celebrating her 116th birthday today. Jean Talley is believed to be the oldest person in the world. This is AP Radio News. New York City is considering whether to join a growing number of states that give pet dogs legal entree, if not actual entrees, at open-air eateries.
Dog lovers and restaurateurs say the proposal would safely accommodate people who want to dine out with man's best friend in places from Manhattan sidewalk cafes to rural ice cream stands. But a statewide health officials group is against it, and at least one lawmaker is raising questions. And some restaurant goers fear an onslaught of begging, barking, biting, and other doggy don'ts. Julie Walker, New York.
Residents of the Colorado community of Telluride are being asked to keep the lights off tonight and early tomorrow. It's not an energy-saving move. It's an effort to help stargazers. According to the Telluride Daily Planet, a photographer is hoping to help people see the skies without interference from light pollution. I'm Ross Simpson.